This episode is brought to you by Prose.
We are Emily and Katie. Turn on in and turn us up to 80. We are fumbling through the fun, talking about life, getting good stuff done. Thanks to all the listeners, we're the struggling sisters.
Hello. How are you?
I like your shirt.
Oh my gosh. Thank you.
Where is it from?
So, I learned in high school from Robbie's friend Trevor that if you like somebody's shirt, you just ask them for it.
Oh, no.
Because one day I really liked a shirt and I said, can I have it? And he took it off and gave it
Who's
to me.
Who's he?
Trevor, Robbie's friend.
Did he give you that shirt?
I'm just telling you, I learned a lesson in high school from Trevor. I said, I like your shirt. He gave it to me and he wore his undershirt all the rest of the day.
Oh, that's and so nice.
So then I liked this shirt off this lady. I didn't like it off of her. I saw a shirt that was from Snap Kitchen, which is, do you have Snap? I'm sure you don't have anything. You don't have Snap Kitchen.
No.
Snap Kitchen is like prepared foods that are healthy and they're meals, individually prepared meals. And they have a store and you can go in there and buy food for the week or whatever.
Okay.
They also have those at my place sometimes where I work. They have those for the clients a couple days a week, and they complain about them like they're such trash, terrible food, and it's so good.
What's that about?
Well,
I wish I had a place like that.
Sometimes eating disorder clients don't like food all mixed up in a pile, kind of like how kids don't like things touching sometimes. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
they have a lot of particularities about food, and so some of them are, you know, there's kale and there's a lot of really strong spices. Not that it's hot, but that there's lots of spice, lots of flavor. And so they don't particularly like Snap Kitchen, but I love it. Anyway, so this girl had this shirt on. And for everybody, if we're already recording, I don't know. It says, almond butter is my jam. I just think it's so cute. And so I said, I want to buy that shirt. And she said, well, they don't sell them, but I have an extra one at home. I'm like, that's great. And I could only remember her because she had, I don't know what you call the part underneath your lip.
The part that connects
your lips to your teeth on top.
Let's think of a name for it.
The hooligan. That's already a word. Anyway.
Get it. Her hooligan was
Pierce, which I thought, that's going to be bad for your gums. But anyway, so she had her hooligan pierced.
Yeah.
And so I just kept saying, like, hey, the girl with that thing pierced was going to leave me a shirt. Anyway, and then eventually it was there waiting for me. So I got this shirt from a very pierced young lady, and I love it.
That's so nice.
Anyway, are we talking about our summers?
Yeah, let's do that. So I was thinking about Arizona. That's where we grew up. And I was thinking about how now I'm in Connecticut. When I tell people I'm from Arizona, they're like, do they have roads there?
Oh, for heaven's sakes. Yes.
Is it just donkeys and tumbleweeds?
Donkeys. We call them burros. Just kidding. Do you roll that R?
Burro.
Burro.
Well, anyway, so I'm like, what are some real myths about Arizona?
Okay, living in teepees. Do we all live in teepees?
I did not. Did you?
I didn't. We lived in the same room, and it wasn't a teepee.
You're right. That myth has been busted. So.
Do we all ride horses? No. There was nary a horse in the area.
You're right. I could smell them sometimes when we would drive places, but anyhow. Is it the hottest state? It is not even the hottest state.
What? Who? Okay, don't tell me. Nevada?
Nope.
New Mexico?
Nope.
Those are my best guesses.
Texas.
What? No.
Yes.
No.
It's the real deal. All right. I've got it from a source. azcentral.com. Fashion beans.
I was going to say, I don't want to hear from fashion beans anymore. Okay, so this is azcentral.com. Arizona's trying to make themselves not look as bad. So they're blaming Texas.
So it's fake news. So anyway, what they're saying is, okay, let's break it down this way. If Arizona were split up like the Dakotas, yes, southern Arizona would likely have the hottest temperatures.
Oh, but when you add in the mountains of Flagstaff. That's right,
because you drive a couple of miles or hours north.
Like miles.
Sorry. You're in the mountains. You're in straight up snow, pine trees.
And then you've got the Grand Canyon, which is so much colder than it looks on the postcards.
It's true. So for the record, number one, Texas.
Okay, Texas is so huge. So we're going to break up Arizona, but we're not going to break up Texas?
Yeah.
Okay, azcentral.com. Can you hire some real journalists?
It was an interesting spin. They've got the beat on this.
Okay. So growing up in Arizona, you asked what are some things I remember. I remember my friend Seth.
Yes.
Do you remember Seth?
I probably had a crush on him. I had a crush on all of your guy friends.
He was my super smart guy friend who, such a great guy. He now works for like the Federal Reserve. He's like in charge of our money.
That's incredible.
He like makes money at the president's house. I don't even understand what he does. I didn't even understand it in third grade. I would be worried about like which color of spandex I was wearing that day underneath my ripped cutoff jeans. And then he was like reading the newspaper. I was like, we're in elementary school. He was so smart. Smartest person I've ever met.
Yes.
Well, so he decided he was left alone by himself to look after his like two or three younger brothers. And he decided to do an experiment with a magnifying glass and he lit his whole yard on fire. And his parents came home to a burning front yard. And that does not happen everywhere.
That doesn't.
That's an Arizona thing. I'm so sorry.
So you think the burning ants with magnifiers is only a Arizona thing?
I don't think that's only an Arizona thing, but I think it resulting in arson on accident is an Arizona thing.
Okay. I agree. So it is super hot. You would get in your car. You would be burned seriously by your seatbelt, your steering wheel.
The backs of my legs would be injured from just sitting on the seat because it was like not leather. We weren't leather seat family.
No, when cloth can burn you.
Cloth or like fake plasticky vinyl.
Yeah.
Not good.
Not good.
But you're like the literal hot air could singe your tender skin.
It's true. But I miss it. I miss coming out of the grocery store and that heat, that feeling.
Does feel good for like 33 seconds.
30 seconds and you're in your car and you're screaming.
Why do people live here? I remember opening car doors with my shirt.
Ah, yes. And you don't even think twice about it.
No, it's like, oh yeah, this is just how I don't die here. oven mitts to drive, literally, because you cannot touch the steering wheel.
Yeah. I remember putting a towel, and then that's not safe because you can't get a good grip on your steering wheel.
No, ain't none of it safe. If you're listening from Arizona, get out. I remember that it was mostly always summer. Like how on Narnia, they say it's always winter, but never Christmas. It's just always summer. And I still cannot hardly ever wear normal shoes. I'm in sandals all the time because that's just what my feet are like. Why are you confining us to this small box?
I have the same thing. I don't like the feeling of having my toes touch each other.
Mm-mm.
And yeah, I feel very claustrophobic in real shoes. I'm thinking about getting those foot shoes.
Oh, with the toes.
Yeah, I think that might help because sometimes you have to wear shoes.
I know, but do you think that people who aren't like us look at that and go, oh, those are real shoes. Oh, she's real regular.
No, she's they think we're disgusting. They think we're riding burros.
Do you think though, our foot situation is from mom who never had shoes on? Or do you think it's from Arizona?
I don't know. It's hard to say. Our mom got rules changed in public schools about dress code because she would not wear the shoes, she would not wear the skirts. I love that.
I remember that.
So yeah, it's not just me that doesn't like to be dressed a certain kind of way.
So I'm sorry, I've just had an epiphany. I should have followed so many less of her rules.
I know, she's a rule breaker.
She never told me all of that. I didn't know about that for a while. Okay,
dang it, Mom, you could have gotten away with so much.
Next time you ask me to do something, the answer is already no. Like, she ever asked me to do anything, I'm going to have to wait a real long time to make good on this. With the curveballs that 2020 has thrown at us, businesses have really learned to adapt. But why aren't banks? I know when I first started my small business, I had to drive to a bank, wait for an appointment, and then wait days for my account to be approved and set up. It was painful. Aslo is a free business checking account with invoicing, bill pay, money transfers, no minimum balance, and no fees. Instead of seemingly endless waiting on the phone like you experience at a traditional bank, where you're still required to go in person, just go to azlo.com and apply in as little as 10 minutes. With Aslo's free instant funding feature, you can deposit money and access it in your account instantly, no waiting. Money Magazine called Aslo the best business banking option for freelancers and entrepreneurs. And I recommend Aslo because they have a small business feel and also offer free resources like webinars to help you start your dream business. Sign up right now with no minimum deposit at aslo.com/MSW and get a free copy of Aslo's Small Business Starter Guide, spelled azlo.com/MSW, and sign up with a free Small Business Starter Guide and no minimum deposit. aslo.com/MSW.
So something that we used to do in the preparation for school was to make these delicious fruit bowls in the mornings. Do you remember taking those to school, eating them on the way to school?
Yeah, they were like fruit salad. It's just real sugary fruit.
It was real sugary. I'm wondering if there's a way to do that where it's less sugary, but that sounds like such a good breakfast on a hot day.
Yeah, so we'd freeze them and they end up being kind of like slushy.
Right.
And we'd eat them in the car on the way to school, which would never, I would never.
I know.
I'd have to light my car on fire if it was that sticky.
That's true. Our mom did a lot of reckless behavior in the car. She would also drive with open coffee cups filled to the brim.
I do the same thing. And then I get mad at everybody and everything that it's spilling.
It's the dumbest thing we do.
It's dumb.
And I remember as a kid being like, why is she doing that every day and spilling her hot coffee all over the car and then cussing?
You know, leaving our neighborhood, there was those two really big bumps.
Yes.
Wait, they were still there every day. That's going to be a problem.
Every morning, we were late. We were spilling coffee. We were drinking sugar in the back. Great memories. And
Did no one have shoes on?
We were burning skirts. We were so late.
So funny.
Oh. So something that I love in the summer, and I think it also came from Mom. Mom, this is a tribute to you. Cheers, Mom. Is getting a new smell for the summer. Is that something she used to do?
I think she wore Emerald every day of her life.
I thought it was Jean Nate.
Oh, maybe Jean Nate was her summer.
Our summer splash.
Yeah. It was refreshing.
I just remember going to Bath and Body Works and it's like, well, this is it for me this summer.
Well, you did that or she did that?
I feel like she would take me.
She would take you. Yeah. Because when you came along, there was more money. There was more time. How cool that you, once a year, when to get ready for school, we got to go to Sears and it smelled like tires and I hated it.
Oh no.
And all my dumb school clothes smelled like tires and I felt like I hated it. But you are going to Bath & Body Works. I am excited about hearing about your childhood. That must have been fun for you. Mom?
She's not here.
I have some things to talk to about you.
Oh,
talk
no.
about with you.
I get it.
Oh,
well,
so funny.
For me, I just would get sweet pea for the summer and that was enjoyable.
I do not like that one.
I don't like it either. Actually, it nauseates me.
Yeah, it really is a lot.
Why is it so popular?
It's like that friend that's just kind of talks a lot or is really overwhelming. That's what sweet pea is to me.
And that's the person that wears it. Sorry, guys. Some people are going to be mad.
Oh. I like the Brown, is it like brown sugar and fig?
Oh, yeah.
That fig one is so good.
That is a nice one. It's been years since I stepped into a Bath & Body Works.
I feel like they're really loud now. I feel like everything's like shiny and bright colors, and they've got that blue and white plaid. It just kind of knocks you over when you walk in.
It's a lot of options too. A little bit too much.
So many options. And everything's on sale, but it's very specific sale, and you have to buy 99 of the right thing.
Yes. Oh, man. Well, I still do enjoy switching fragrances between summer and winter.
Okay. And you don't do it in the fall? You like, when do you, you don't have like four. So you wait until, like, when's the time?
When is the time?
Is it like the weather change?
I think it's just like, okay, my clothes are different.
Are they fitting well?
Are they fitting well?
They're still not fitting well.
No, they're not. They don't fit like hers do. Sweet pea over there.
Yeah, I just stick to one that I like. I've been wearing this one that I think it's called Lake and Sky is the brand, and the name of it is 1111. It's just, it's four ones. I don't know if you say 1111. I don't know if you say 1111.
I think it's one. You roll the R.
It means lots of ones. We learned that in Arizona, guys. No, I like it. It's a good year round. I don't know. I don't like switch. I like habit.
I like the Burberry one that you use. I think it's just Burberry, Burberry, because they have different ones.
They do have different ones. I don't think it's like the original, though. I don't, but maybe it is. I don't know.
Oh, you know what I think it's called?
Summer?
Summer. And you know when I like to wear it? The winter.
Do you really? That's yes. So funny. Oh, man. Accidentally rebellious.
But the thing that I like about that is they have it at TJ Maxx a lot. I've never bought it at a store, but I always look for it when I go to TJ Maxx.
Okay. So my kids are going to camp. So we're recording this early, guys. So we're just let the cat out of the bag. It's still May over here. We're being efficient and we made a plan and we stuck to it. And it's a new thing for us and we're proud of ourselves.
I love it.
So anyway, my kids are going to camp in June, which is in the past for your ears, but in the future for our mouths. So I went to Walmart to get them ready because they need towels and washcloths and all kinds of stuff, a laundry bag and everything. Well, then I misread it. On the list, it said a giant trash bag.
Okay.
And I purchased two giant trash cans.
What?
So oh, I was looking for the biggest, cheapest trash can. And I told Porter, I'm like, I don't understand why we have to bring trash cans for you guys. And then he was like, it says trash bag. I was like, oh my gosh. Can you imagine the first year rolling up to camp? You already don't know anybody and your mom's dragging a giant trash can.
That's what I was going to say. You're not rolling in at all. You're clinking in. You're dragging, scraping.
Oh my gosh. So really, that was a near miss there. It was going to be awkward, but.
That is so
funny. My 8-year-old who just learned how to read saved the day.
Nailed it. Now, are they staying the night there?
Oh, for a week. Goodbye. What? I'm so excited.
Wow. Yeah. How exciting is that?
Yeah.
That's their first time, right?
Yes. Horseback riding and archery and canoeing and every fun thing they can think of.
Oh, that's so great. I'm happy for you guys.
Yeah. Then you go the same week every year with the same kids and you get to make a bunch of cool friends every year. I'm excited.
That's wonderful. What are you going to do during that week?
The plan before all of this happened was to go to wine country. I wanted to go to Sonoma.
Okay.
On my bucket list is riding a bike through vineyards.
You've always wanted to do that.
Stop. I have. I actually have, though. And
what are you wearing in this dream of yours?
I was like, we've already talked about it. It's a shirt from Snap Kitchen. Gosh, pay attention.
You have a hat on? Are you wearing a dress? Chacos?
Chacos, a cute skirt that I got from REI, no doubt, which I don't even wear skirts, but in this I am, and it's white with like flowers on it, which I never wear white. Yeah. Oh, I'm a whole God. I'm like blonde. I've got like beachy waves. I'm a completely different. My name is Claire. Like, yeah.
Oh no, I think you walked into somebody else's dream.
I've got a lot to accomplish in the next couple of weeks.
Okay, Claire. So, well, that was my next question. Were there any other places you plan on coloring your map of the United States or the places you guys are visiting?
Oh, yeah. So I want to go to the Kentucky Derby. I don't actually want to go, but
that's
yeah.
The horses, right?
Yeah, I want to go to the horse situation because there's three states in the area, one of them being Kentucky, and you can go to the two above it pretty close. Go to all the capitals.
Oh, okay.
So that's going to be our next trip. It may have to be maybe this month in July, or maybe in August, or maybe next year. But I don't know. I'm pretty chill about it. I think that we could go on a road trip. They just may not have the derby. I don't know. I don't even know what that means. I don't know if it's expensive and we can't afford it. I don't know if you need hats. I don't know. I don't know if Claire has a hat that'll fit. I don't understand. There's so many things.
What's Claire going to wear at the Kentucky Derby?
Probably white slacks.
Oh, wow.
Claire's not afraid of spilling barbecue sauce on herself because she doesn't eat that stuff.
Oh,
she doesn't eat. Claire's a size zero. She's a vegan. She's one meal a day. So she doesn't eat in the slacks. And she has so many pairs of white slacks. She's not worried about ruining one.
Oh my gosh. Because
Claire's got money.
Is Claire Gwyneth Paltrow?
Maybe. Claire started Foop.
Oh no.
It's not doing as well as Goop. But okay. Claire don't care.
Claire don't care. She got Foop. Wow.
I know that a lot of you listeners are homeschoolers, some by choice, and more recently, some by force. The Homeschool Buyers Co-op has been around since 2005. It's family-owned and it's dedicated to quality curriculum for your kiddos. So school districts can buy curriculums at a discount because they have purchasing power that individual families don't have, right? The Homeschool Buyers Co-op combines thousands of families in their absolutely free membership and gives them the clout that the school districts have. Does that make sense? When you check out their catalog of curriculums, you'll always get the lowest price guaranteed on quality curriculum. I like that you're not swamped with thousands of options that can be so overwhelming. But I like that they offer the most highly recommended options so that you find the perfect one for your family's special needs. Since the Homeschool Buyers Co-op community is almost as big as the largest school district in America, they have an incredible index of free resources like field trip guides. You can find out what scholarships your child qualifies for. They even have a classified section where you can buy and sell used curriculum from other members. So head on over to homeschoolbuyers-coop.org and sign up for your free membership. Make sure to use the referral code MSW to receive 5,000 smart points towards a purchase today. That's homeschoolbuyerscoop.org, coupon code MSW. Y'all, I'm not going to lie, I get to try a bunch of really fun products in this job. One of my favorite things is when a company who I already wanted to give them my cash money wants to be a sponsor, and I get to try stuff for free. That is my relationship with pros. So as a curly-haired girl, my hair tends to be dry. All of our hair is so different. There's no one-size-fits-all when it comes to shampoo and conditioner. Pros gives you shampoo and conditioner that is suited for your unique hair needs, and I am in love with how it's making my hair feel. Pros knows that there's more to you than just your hair type. Pros has given over 1 million consultations. They have a very in-depth hair quiz, which is how I got started. It's a very fun quiz. They ask me all kinds of questions about my hair. They even ask me what zip code my hair lives in so that they could take into account the environment. That's amazing. So they have an algorithm and 50 billion formula combinations, and they determined a unique blend of ingredients for my exact hair. I really love the shampoo. They sent me a conditioner. They sent me a hair mask and hair oil. Y'all, my hair has never been so happy. And if you have curly hair, you understand. If your hair is happy, you're happy. Not to mention the earthy smell that I chose, like a eucalyptus, lavender, rosemary.
It's just dreamy. If you are not 100% positive that Pros is the best hair care you've ever had, they'll take the products back, no questions asked. So Pros is the healthy hair regimen with your name all over it. Take your free in-depth hair quiz and get 15% off your orders today. Go to pros.com/MSW. That's PROSE.com/MSW for your free in-depth hair quiz and 15% off. Y'all, I really recommend Pros.
We were thinking about doing an RV trip to Montana, which is really aggressive for never driving an RV.
That is so far.
Having an RV.
Oh, okay. Because of Brandon's dad.
Yes.
I was so like, why Montana? That's
so random. Well, it does sound so fun. Like, I went to Montana as a kid, and it was super fun.
How old were you? You were so young.
Goodness. I was like, at that awful puberty.
Yeah, because I was in college. I had just gotten put on depression medication. Dad was, like, super worried about me.
Oh. So anyway. He drugged you to Montana?
I thought you meant he drugged me. I'm like, no, I was already on medication. Have you been putting Prozac in my water?
Montana water makes me so happy.
Oh, man. Well, I think it wasn't working because I was not happy. That was not a fun trip.
But anyway, Montana's pretty and we were going to go there, but now we're not because it's too aggressive. So we might just rent an RV and do a short road trip somewhere where we can be on the beach and in the forest, which is an option here.
What about, like, wasn't the Outer Banks really pretty? You could go, like, crabbing or something?
Yeah, we could go down south of us, but we lived in Virginia and we're going back to Virginia. So while we're in Connecticut, we want to go north.
Cool.
Yeah.
So do you have a place in mind?
Not really. And then we were talking about going to Mount Rushmore. And if we went to Mount Rushmore, it'd be fun if you came and visited.
What state is that? I'm sorry.
It's New York. But like the very tippy. It is. It's like New York. And then there's a Canada side. And then it's close to Rebecca. I looked on a map today.
Oh, hold it. Where's the big waterfall? Is that by there?
That's Niagara Falls.
Isn't there? That has a Canada side too, right?
Yeah.
But
did I say Mount Rushmore?
You did.
Oh, sorry.
And I didn't think it
mixed up.
You get the giant mountain mixed up with the giant waterfall. Hold it. So you want to go to Niagara Falls?
Yep. That's what I've been talking about this whole time.
That's hysterical, Katie.
I also want to go to Mount Rushmore, but that was before when we were talking about going to Montana.
But isn't that like in Nebraska or something?
It's somewhere over there.
North Dakota, maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know. There's no way to know. Hold it. So Niagara Falls is in New York. It's not that close to Rebecca, is it?
I saw Hamtramck on the map.
Hamtramck.
Hamtramck.
And it's not Hamtramck.
It makes me hungry for a ham sandwich.
I hate ham sandwiches. But ham sandwich.
All right, speaking of Rebecca, so she has this new alter ego.
Yeah, the honeybee.
And she also claims that she listens to our show, but then when things come up about the show, she's like, oh, I guess I didn't listen to that part.
That part. Lies. Although I don't look at any of her stories. I didn't even know she had a dog until ages ago later.
I look at all her stories and I listen to all these freaking episodes because it's my job. But anyway, I was wondering if you thought it would be a good idea to throw out some code words so that she can like prove that she listens to the show. And then she has to use them.
Okay.
To let us know that she's listening.
Or else there needs to be a consequence. All I can think of is takeaway screens for a week. Because that's what I do to my kids.
Yeah.
Or she can't ride a horse.
No stories.
Ooh, that wouldn't work. She would do it anyway.
No, she would never do it.
So what code words are you thinking to throw out?
Well,
Hamtramck.
Hamtramck. That's it. That's the one for this one. I'm going to save my next one.
Okay.
So hamotramic is the code word for Rebecca, and she needs to slip it into the next problem solved episode.
And if she doesn't, we'll know she's a liar.
That's right.
Okay, good.
That's what this show's about.
I love framing people. We're setting them up for failure. Some people call it bullying. We call it creative somethinging.
Encouragement. We're encouraging her to listen to the show. That's all.
Yeah, that's, I mean, we're trying to be good friends.
What is giving you life?
Okay. So until recently, we've talked about this, but my daughter does dishes and my son, he would kind of help with dishes. He kind of just was the willy-nilly youngest kid, pretends like he can't do anything. And so he kind of got away with not doing anything for a while.
Got it.
Well, then we put him on floor patrol and he is really upset about it. But it is really funny to watch him try to use our vacuum because it's like taller than him. And he just really has to put his whole heart into it to even like turn it. But anyway, so he's doing pretty good. He's using the broom. But I just bought a dustbuster. He is living his actual best life, busting all the dust with this thing, running around. Like, he's having so much fun. And so, so once a week, I have him, like, actually sweep everything and vacuum and lift up the rugs and do all that stuff. And then in the meantime, I just have him go around and get the things he can visually see. Like, okay. The dog hair, even though the dog doesn't shed, she has the long ears and the long tail. And even though I tell them, cut those short, please. I'm not putting her in a dog show. I don't need her to look like a fancy poodle.
Right.
I need the long hairs to be short hairs.
Right.
Anyway, they still want her to look a certain kind of way. So we have little tumbleweeds of the long hairs that she loses. So he sucks those guys up and is gleeful as he does it.
I love that. We need to do that in our house. And I was thinking, I've been off all these weekends now that I'm not working, and I've been enjoying doing the chores, but.
What?
Well, just because I had no weekends for so long, it's been nice to be like, oh, I'm going to clean the house today because I have the whole day where I used to not.
Yeah.
But now I'm back to hating it. So I think I need to do that. And I just got a handheld vacuum also.
Oh, you did? Okay. I was going to say, yeah. This one was like $25 at Target.
That's great. I feel bad.
What?
Because Brandon got me that really cool Dyson one, the like mini handheld one.
That's awesome. Why do you feel bad about it?
I don't know. I just felt like I wanted to tell you, but then I didn't want to tell you. I felt weird about it.
Because it's a Dyson or something? Because it's nice?
It's fancy. Yeah.
It's, you don't have to be excited about being fancy.
Okay. We put it at our front door so everybody would see it. Just kidding. No. Wow. My favorite part about it is he found this mount for it and put it away in this closet where we'll never see it ever. And that makes me very happy.
You'll never see the Dyson.
Yeah, like it can charge and live in this closet that we will never see it.
That's good.
That makes me happy.
I haven't located a place to charge this one yet. It's just on the floor of the laundry room, and that's not going to last long.
Don't put it in your dog's toy box or you'll never see it again.
It's true. Oh my gosh. What's giving you life?
So I'm in my very last classes, two classes this summer, and then I'm donezo with my degree. And they are the best two classes to have right now.
Why?
Because they're fairly easy for the summer. Both the instructors are cool and like they have great backgrounds. One of them was like the mayor of Flagstaff, Arizona, what? Or something. He's just like this cool dude. And they have both taken the classes and we don't do textbooks. They've just condensed it and said, this is the best part about the chapter. And I'm just going to type it out for you.
What?
And then it's so fun. It's like more about thinking about yourself, about how are you going to be as a worker? What kind of jobs are you perfect for? It's just perfect for going in, transitioning into like using this degree as a career.
Oh my goodness.
It's so fun.
That's lovely.
And they're close. One is about being a super worker, which just makes me very happy. And then one is about being an integrated worker. So it's like, what are your strengths and how do you work with other people? It's just, I'm excited about it.
Oh, I'm so glad. What are the chances? Usually at the end of a degree, you're like, get me out of here.
Yes. I never could have planned it this way. So
I love it.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
What's killing you softly?
Okay. So we've been spending a lot of time out in our courtyard because I got that fountain. It's so silly that would make such a difference, but having like water, it just we are out there all the time. And then at night when the sun goes down, we plug in the lights and then it's just, you've got the sound, the light's perfect. It's like tons of lamplight. You know what I mean? It's just beautiful. I sat out there and read a novel until like 11 o'clock the other night and it was just amazing.
I love that. Tell me, take me back. What made you get the fountain? Because I missed that.
Oh, so I went to the nursery to get a plant and I left with a plant and a very expensive stone fountain.
One that you've always wanted?
Well, okay, here's the deal. I've never wanted a fountain because I don't particularly like how they look. There's never one that I've seen and gone, yeah, that's really cool.
Right.
But this one is, I mean, you've seen it, but it's like an oval-y. So it doesn't stick out. It's not like a perfect circle. But right. A lot of them have like leaves on them or things that I just feel look a little... I guess what I wanted was something that's just more stone. I didn't even want anything. I didn't even know I wanted one. But then when I saw this one, I was like, no, I could totally see this in our courtyard. And the noise is just so calming. And my husband loves the water. And so anyhow, I got that. And the dog just really thinks it's her dog bowl. So she's drinking a lot out of it, which is fine. But it's really changed. I already loved it out there, but now I love it even more. So every night we're spending out there. And the kids keep waking up and going, last night was so fun. You kind of lose track of time because the lights, like the twinkly lights, make it seem. So we were out there till like really late after 10 o'clock when I'm usually like, it's 8 o'clock, go to your rooms. But it was just so fun. Anyway, but what's killing me softly is I'm trying to teach the dog to bring the ball back to me so she can fetch, but she doesn't understand the concept. I know she's a smart dog. She's constantly looking at our eyes like, what's next? Like, help me understand. I want to learn. But she is not getting the concept of giving the ball back to me. And so I'm trying to teach her and she won't do it. And so I don't understand how I'm using the word ball a lot. Like you have to understand that. I'm saying it a lot. Like with the ball, I don't understand how to train dogs and it's making me mad. So it's killing me softly that she drops it just out of my reach. I think like, so I'll have to get up out of the chair.
Right. She's trying to train you to do something different. You know,
and here's the deal. I'm doing it. She is training me and I'm like not having it, but I still want to play because it's really fun.
Right.
So yeah, no, she's winning and it's bothering me. So I need to YouTube it.
Could you use the word hamotramic?
Ooh. I think that's a word that's just simple enough that she'll really latch onto it.
Mm-hmm. Right. And it'll make her hungry. And she'll be like, I get a ham sandwich. Right?
I'll try that. I'll let you know.
Okay, good.
I have a good feeling about it.
Me too. I should be a dog trainer. Maybe that's what my classes are going to show me.
All signs point to dog trainer. So what's killing you softly?
Well, I am trying to eat better because like body parts of mine are touching that used to never touch. Hmm. If I can just be very general.
Mm-hmm. Like your elbows?
Yes. Okay. Yep. So every Friday night we have a movie night and they have a snack. And I was like, I want to make a snack for myself that's a little healthy. So I tried to make some healthy cookies and I used coconut flour. And I ate one and I walked down to the basement and choked and almost died eating this healthy cookie. I was so scared. The coconut flour in this cookie like soaked up everything in my mouth, all the saliva, sealed my throat shut.
Oh my gosh.
I'm in my basement like coughing and like gasping for air. Every time I breathe in, coconut flour all in my lungs.
Oh my gosh.
It was the worst and scariest. And so then I spit it all out.
Everywhere.
Just try to get it out of my mouth. And then I'm in the basement. And I was like, oh my heavens. So I had to go up and I couldn't talk. And then I saw Brandon. I was like, he's right out on the deck. I know I can get him. No, he had gone down the deck out to the furthest part of the yard.
No.
So I was like, he's not going to hear me. I'm going to die.
You were still caught. You even got all of it out of your mouth and it was still...
Because it was
sealed
in my throat.
Oh my God.
Cemented shut. So don't use coconut flour for baking.
Well.
No. And then I gave it to Joni. No, Joni found some on the counter and she started choking.
No.
Yes. So she grabbed this whole big ball of disgusting cookie that I made. They were disgusting. They were awful. I added double the butter, double the liquid, double the eggs, double the vanilla to try and get some liquid in here.
And they Nothing. Still were cementing.
Still garbage.
Where'd you get the recipe?
Fashion beans.
I knew it.
I don't remember. But the recipe actually called for almond flour, but I didn't have enough, so I used coconut flour.
Did you sub some of the almond flour or all of it?
All of it. I thought I could do that. So the point is, you can't do that.
I have used coconut flour and nothing disastrous happened. So I just want to say on behalf of coconut flour, maybe you got a real angry batch.
It was so high in fiber that it became a death cookie. Brandon was even like, I should give some of these cookies to so-and-so. I was like, oh, no, gosh. You're not plotting. Oh my gosh. Super scary though. Dangerous.
Wow. I'm sorry to hear that. That happened with, okay, so Porter was 6 months old, maybe not even quite 6 months old. He was still that age where he was just like a squishy ball of a person and all cheeks and thighs. And you could, he couldn't sit up on his own, but if you wedged him in the corner of a couch,
right,
he could stay sitting up until slowly he'd start over time angling himself towards the ground. Not ground, but like laying down on the couch. So anyway, right. We had just sold our house. I had just become a nurse. We were getting ready to move to Texas. So we were in a rental for a couple months. And I had gone to Trader Joe's and Eric had eaten some of those Rainier cherries. It was the same of year.
I love those.
They're
those are the
so
cherries
good.
That are like a little pink and a little yellow.
Yes. They're love so good. Them. So he had eaten them. He doesn't have any, thankfully, no one in our house has any kind of allergies. So right. That's nice. So anyway, he was eating those and he choked. Something happened. Like you're saying, like everything was sealed off for no right. apparent reason. And he couldn't figure out what to do. I was right. at Trader Joe's. I was not home. And so Lane was 4. We just had her 4th birthday and yeah. she's seeing him choking and not knowing what to do.
Right.
So she just went and like burrowed herself behind Porter on the couch.
Oh, no.
Because the 6-month-old, he gonna help
He's
you.
He's gonna know.
He's gonna, yeah. I'm just gonna ask him for some of his wisdom. And he's just sitting there with a little spit up coming out of his own mouth. Like he's not gonna save the day. Anyway, and so Eric said he was wondering, do I run next door? Because the landlord was our next door neighbor. So do I run next door and knock on her door? But then what if I right. die in the front yard? Like then nobody right. sees me. Anyway, so he didn't die. Just so you know. But then but it was scary enough that he always talks about it and he doesn't understand what happened.
Right.
And I brought those cherries home. I wouldn't buy cherries for probably 6 years because I was like, if you're allergic, I don't even know what happened.
Oh, yeah.
Because
so it wasn't the pit.
No. And he describes it as like so much weirder than just like a food getting caught in your throat. He was talking yeah. about it like you're like, it's kind of like it closed up.
Yeah.
But it didn't sound like allergies, but it also didn't sound like choking. I didn't really know. But anyway, I brought those home yesterday because I saw him at the store and he was like, so you're trying to kill me? I was like, no, I just think it's that time of year.
I just really like them. Yeah. It's scary. You know, our dad has that where his throat closes up. And so he has eat really slowly. Yeah. I didn't know that until the last time he came and visited. But that's very scary. I would never want to be alone scary. If I knew that that was going to happen again. Like, I threw those cookies out.
Yes.
I know I'm never going to bake with coconut flour again.
Oh, my goodness. That literally was killing you softly.
Yeah, it was. Oh. My kids saw me, but they were like, well, whatever. They were, like, walking in and out of the room. I'm, like, throwing scraping paste out of my mouth.
Slamming herself into the corner of the counter. We tried a new snack for our movie night. By the way, we watched Sandlot last night. That movie is just so good.
Still good.
Just so good. Yeah, and the week before we watched Goonies, we kept turning it off every time because the language kept being bad, but we did manage to make it through because it was our our solemn promise to the children that we would not turn off. They know all the parts that are bad now because we always turn it off.
You've seen it so many times.
Oh, we've tried so many times. And the funny thing is, like, it's a classic movie. The acting is not that good. I mean, they are all children, but also it's hard to hear what they're even saying. Then you watch Sandlot. Those kids did a great job acting in that movie.
Okay. I wonder what the time difference is between the two movies.
Probably about 15 years or so.
Oh, okay.
But even, like, you could hear them better. The lines were delivered better. So it was all around a much better movie.
Right.
Such a funny movie. Anyway, but it's cool that the kids are old enough now that it catches their attention. You can just, I don't know, big kids are fun.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we try a new snack, like, after the pizza too. And they had, I saw at Walmart, dessert pizzas, which usually, I mean, I don't personally like them, but I don't personally usually eat all the snacks they're eating.
Right.
But they had a s'mores pizza and the crust was waffles.
Ooh.
Yeah. Everybody really liked those.
You said it was frozen from Walmart?
Frozen from Walmart. Right next to the pizzas, they had like an apple cinnamon one and a pineapple one, which that's gross. That sounded gross. And Lane hates pineapple.
Yeah.
But then also, yeah, the s'mores one.
Oh, fun. That's a good idea. We're always looking for new movie night snacks.
That was like $3. What we love the Bluebell cookie two-step.
What does that mean?
So in our house, there's always been a divide between cookie dough ice cream and cookies and cream ice cream. Well, this is cookie dough and cookies and cream in one. So our family was able to stay together as a result.
Oh, I'm so glad.
It is so good. That ice cream's amazing.
It's half and half?
No, it's all mixed together, the dough. So you got the cookie dough and the cookies in there.
Interesting.
But it's like $7.
Yeah.
So this one's a lot cheaper.
Yeah. Sometimes what I do, if I don't want to spend, if I feel like we've been spending a lot of money on junk food, is popcorn with just like one package of gummy bears in it.
What? You mix them together?
I think it's fun because my husband, he always makes them wait until halfway through the movie. So the first half of the movie, everyone's saying, "Wait, we have movie night snack. Wait, we have movie night snack," for the whole first half of the movie. And then he pauses it and he looks, well, is it exactly halfway through? It's very irritating.
He is such an Enneagram 1 and I love it.
Oh, it sucks all the joy out of the movie for me. So I make it all in the beginning. I put a bowl. I make a thing of popcorn. I split it between bowls. And then I put some treats in it. And I'm like, this is your snack for the whole movie. And you do it at the beginning and then you don't have to get up later.
That's a great idea.
I know, right?
That's a great idea. No, I'm that way about some things, not that. So our kids are not allowed to eat in the living room anymore because they are animals. And I think I told you, a whole piece of pizza under the couch. How does this happen? This does not accidentally happen.
Right.
This was intentional and you did it to bother me. Which I know they didn't.
It's all about you.
It is always all about me. Anyway, so we got new couches. My new rug is coming today.
Okay.
We've taken it up a notch in the living room. Therefore, they are not allowed in there with food or now water because, I mean, so my daughter, I don't know what a towel did to her, but she doesn't use them. She she leaves the shower soaking wet and puts on her clothes. So then they are then soaking wet. Her hair literally is dripping. Like she's in a perfume ad. You know how they're always all wet for some reason? I don't know.
J'adore.
Why.
It's like, no, towel.
Je dry yourself off. Anyway, so then she gets all over my new West Elm couches as everything's dripping. And I'm anyway.
Right.
So they're not trying to ruin everything. It just happens natural. Right. So anyway, they have to sit in the dining room and do their eating, which has been nice.
Right. Because you can still, from your house, you can still see the TV from there.
Yeah. So they sit on top of the table and then just destroy that. Anyway, so I don't care when they eat, whatever they eat, because me and Eric can eat and drink in that room.
Right.
Because we know how to do it.
Right.
And maybe when they are 18, they will have learned as well.
They won't. It'll be worse, I think.
I think so, too. That's fine.
Well, cool. I think summer's planned. Everything's great.
So good. Well, I'll see you at Mount Rushmore.
All right. Sounds good. I can't wait to go to Pennsylvania.
I'm so confused. We will never find each other.
amongst all the listeners, we're the struggling sisters.